Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Mention women's lib and first wave feminism during the 1960s and 70s, and images of angry women swinging their bras overhead like lassos and then setting the offending garments on fire might come to mind. There's just one problem. Women didn't really burn their bras as part of the women's liberation movement in the 1970s. Bra burning, it turns out, is another one of America's myths become cliché. Before the 1968 Miss America pageant, most Americans had never heard of the women's liberation movement. But on September 7th of 1968, a protest outside the pageant at the Atlantic City Convention Center drew the nation's eye. As millions of viewers tuned in to watch the pageant, they witnessed nearly 400 women carrying signs reading things like "No More Beauty Standards" and "Welcome to the Cattle Auction" as they decried the concept of beauty contests. At the center of the commotion was the Freedom Can, which was a trash receptacle into which women were throwing high heels, girdles, dish detergent, curlers, issues of Playboy magazines, and, yes, bras, calling them instruments of female torture. Although the protesters intended to burn the items, they were unable to obtain a fire permit. So, in the end, no bras ever went up in flames. But that didn't stop the protesters from earning a nickname that would stick well into the 1970s and beyond, bra burners. The term was coined by reporters covering the women's liberation protest, who compared the women's liberation movement to anti-war protesters who burned draft cards and flags. Specifically, a story in the New York Post referred to bra burning during the protest. The New York Post reporter in question, long assumed to be a man bent on trivializing the protest, was later revealed to be a woman who had had the opposite intent. In the 1990s, Lindsay Van Gelder admitted that she had given the bra-burning term its start. She said that she was trying to bolster the movement's validity by comparing it to Vietnam War protests, and that writing about the Freedom Can was her way of saying that the women's liberation movement was the equivalent of men burning draft cards in protest of the draft and the Vietnam War as a whole. The nuances of the comparison were missed, however, when a headline writer used bra burning, an image that was perpetuated many times throughout the ensuing decades. While it's possible that small protests that occurred during the 1970s may have included the occasional bra burning, it was never an official part of the women's liberation movement. Any concept of widespread bra burning in the 1970s seems to be nothing more than a myth. Today's episode was written by L'Oreal Dove and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.